An opportunity for us to get creative. An important step, a chance to generate some ideas. A chorus of support was echoed by a wide array of counselors at Thursday's meeting in Wellington County when council looked to address a gap in housing. Discussion during a report from the Administration, Finances, and HR Committee Thursday built off a previous conversation spurred by remarks from Councillor Andy Lennox.
I really believe we need to get to a point where we make a decision whether we're going to do something and we have some examples to look at or not. And if we're not, then we should disband this committee, Attainable Housing Task Force, and say, look, you know, we're not in this business. Because I don't want to spend any more time and resources on something that we're not serious about.
The recommendation from the AF and HR agenda was to make former funding for the Continuum of Care project available to local municipalities in the county. Among criteria for that $7 million sum is that the total request for a municipality not exceed $1 million. Warden Chris White stating during the meeting on Thursday his fears of complacency regarding the issue went on to say while there's no definitive answer to filling the gap between low-end market housing and that of a subsidized nature, this move aims to get the ball rolling.
At the end of the day, the objective here is to look at a gap in the housing market that our residents have to try to get our young people and our seniors and our labor force into cheaper housing. There doesn't seem to be a full solution that's come forward yet. There's some. So we're looking at a potential here to take some seed money and see if there's some good ideas out there.
The recommendation also notes projects can take advantage of nonprofit-related opportunities like help from Habitat for Humanity and must be designated to meet the needs of the local municipal council. White explained if the money doesn't get used, it will return to the housing portfolio, and added he is ready to use these dollars as a sense of urgency continues to permeate across the county and the entire country. He says he feels there are opportunities available to continue to build off the intent of the Continuum of Care project.
There may be some local things. You may be able to put this $1 million up and leverage 10 affordable homes through a developer. That's the intent. We're trying to fill that gap with this seed money. And if it doesn't get used up, that's why we've put a time frame on it. And remember, this came from Continuum of Care. The idea of that project was to try to deal with some of the housing issues. So we're just carrying that on.
Also proposed was a summit of some sorts to further workshop. But after criteria were voted on as a part of the recommendation before council, Councillor Mary Lloyd withdrew that motion. The problem's urgency was a focus for White, much to the tune of Lennox's original concerns a few meetings ago. White noted while this is a low-risk maneuver financially, there's definite value to it.
And this money is, as I say, protected because these applications that will come through for the $1 million will go through the AF and HR committee, will go back through county council, so they will be worthwhile projects. And if they don't get taken up, as I say, the money will go back to the housing portfolio. We've got the problems with us today, and we need to get going.
The sum of money, which is tax generated, White concluded, is substantial and deserves a degree of respect. Stressing the need to take action, White expressed sentiments of doing so right now.
It's not a fear of moving back, it's a fear of inaction. Listen, this is taxpayer money. It's a lot of money. We have to make sure that we're treating it properly, making sure we're getting money for value. That said, we just can't keep going in circles. We need to act at some point. Eventually, you've got to actually get out there and do something.
A fulsome report on alternative development models will be distributed to municipal CAOs across the county as a part of this work. We've addressed the problem, but we haven't addressed the solution, said Councillor Earl Campbell during the meeting. Council will look to begin that particular trek with applications open until September 2026 and the development fund officially closing in 2027. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.